at those. Do keep them coming. They're funny. Now, will it be Southampton's turn? The city is hoping to be crowned UK City of Culture 2025. And the details of the bid go in today. Chair of the Southampton 2025 Trust is the 2012 MasterChef winner, Shalina Permalou, who grew up in Southampton and now owns a restaurant here in Southampton. She says Hull got more than £300 million of investment when it held the title, but it's not just about the money.
More than just the money, it's the fact that we're going to be able to showcase a whole year of activities, cultural activities. We're going to bring a show every single day, essentially. 365 days of 2025, we'll be able to have local people, national people and global come to our city and stay here and enjoy what we have on offer.
One of our political reporters, Emily Hudson, has been to meet some young members of Southampton's community who are going to benefit.
Right, go pause out there. First off, Mia and Jake can both talk in tempo there. What do we think? Fast? Slow?
Fast.
These 9 and 10-year-olds at Western Park Primary School in their weekly music lesson. Yes, it is true, MC Hammer is now retro rap. It made me feel old too.
Like a lot of the other rap songs that we've been listening to, name of the song, you can't touch this, right, it's in the chorus.
The school's been turned around in the last few years from Ofsted failing to good. Bringing culture to the forefront has been part of that transformation. Jenny Parr is one of the long-standing teachers.
We teach culture in every lesson, mainly in geography and through music and in art. We have an International Culture Day where children are able to experience lives of people in different continents and their traditions and languages and cuisine, religions, absolutely everything.
Do you think they enjoy that part of education?
Children absolutely love learning about other people. They are very, very interested in everything that they haven't heard of before. They like to be immersed in those sounds and experiences and actually emulate that themselves.
After watching a visiting theatre group with a dragon dance in the playground to mark Chinese New Year, I catch up with two of the Year 6 pupils.
My name is Sienna and I'm in 6P Nelson Mandela.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, the classes have all been renamed after people who've changed the world. Cultural icons.
In Year 4, I was in Amelia Earhart and she was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. In Year 5, we was in Martin Luther King. Like Rosa Parks and Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King fought for equal rights and the freedom for everyone, for black people, so they could be free and do what they want, just like we can.
The equality and diversity message comes through loud and clear.
My name is Chloe. I think I feel happy that I'm part of a city that knows about culture and that accepts everyone. It just makes everyone feel better because they know that nothing's wrong. There's nothing wrong about anyone, that everyone's equal, and it just makes people feel safe.
What things do you like about Southampton?
I like going to the theatres and the parks.
The Titanic Museum, it's amazing. It gives lots of information and it also talks about how people from Southampton saved lives even though theirs were in danger.
Listening to that is James Wiltshire, the executive head teacher of Western Park Primary, where Emily went yesterday, joining me on the show now. And James, what we couldn't tell you or the girls yesterday is why we'd come to Western, your area of Southampton, could be the location for the opening ceremony, the Land, Sea and Air Spectacular, which must be kind of pretty cool and great for the area.
Good morning. That is incredible news for the area. Any investment, financial, time, positive attention that makes a difference to a community is obviously really welcome. And the community of Western, where I choose to work and choose to serve, really deserves opportunity. And that's what we talk about as a school, giving endless opportunities for children. And so anything further of that nature for this community is very, very welcome here.
Let's be frank, James, you had to turn the school around. And I guess winning this title is about as well instilling that sense of belief into the whole area, not just the school.
I think the sense of belief in any kind of a turnaround needs strength, and strength comes through a team, and that's what we've been here. We've been a very positive staff team. We've had wider professionals supporting us. We're part of a Hamwick Trust, which is our academy, who have really made a difference, working with our supportive parents, making sure that we work with the children who just spoke so eloquently to you there. And that has made a difference. It's made a difference for life chances to children. So we did have an Ofsted inspection just at the back end of 2021, and that was a really fantastic chance to make a difference for the lives of children, not just now, but in the future. And us achieving a good grading for this school means a difference for this community. And I'm proud to just be a small part of that.
Well done for that, James. I mean, there isn't a teacher listening now who doesn't slightly, I think, breathe in when they hear Ofsted inspection in any radio interview whatsoever. It makes all teachers suddenly start to sit up straight and think, oh, God, that's so much work. Talk to me about culture. There may be people shouting at the radio this morning going, why are we talking about the City of Culture bid for the millions of pounds it gets as a bid if you win? Can you defend culture easily, do you think, against sort of literacy and numeracy?
Oh, absolutely. One of the key drivers for change here was we want children to be literate. Of course we do. We want children to be numerate, absolutely, to be successful. But alongside that, you do need to include culture. We, as people, we are different, and we need to celebrate diversity. We need to celebrate difference. We need to respect it. It's not just about tolerance. It is really about celebration. And Jen Parr, one of our teachers here, talked there about International Culture Day. This is not a bolt-on, an extra. For us, this is our everything. This is where we talk about kindness, we talk about togetherness, we talk about, you know, working as a team. Those are the key drivers for change for children, and I think probably for us as adults as well, to make sure that we are good citizens and that we make our contributions. We are really ambitious for the children here, the children of Weston, and I think actually culture is the key cornerstone of making a change and making a difference. Working together is everything, isn't it?
Agreed. And hearing the children speak, hearing your children from your school speak so fluently about accepting each other and accepting different cultures was lovely to hear on the radio this morning. James, thank you for your time this morning. James Wiltshire, the executive head teacher of Weston Park Primary there, getting their good in Ofsted as well. I was talking to James about Southampton's 2025 bid to become City of Culture. That bid goes in today. Doesn't just affect Southampton, of course. It spills out into every single surrounding council.